Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone. Tonight we are here talking about. What are we talking about? We're going to be talking about writing character deaths. I missed last week's episode because we received a call from my uncle on Wednesday night after we got home from Awana that my meemaw had passed away. And it's something we'd been expecting. She'd been put in hospice at Christmas time. But still, it was enough to knock my whole week out of wonk. And, you know, so I've had death. Also, my grandmother's anniversary of her death is coming up next month on the 10th. So loss and stuff has been very much on my mind the last few days, last few weeks. The 8th of this month was my Grammy's birthday. So we're going to talk about writing characters' deaths. When should you do it? Why should you do it? Where should you do it? How should you do it? And when should you not do it? I will admit I have had a pretty checkered past writing wise. I did have one book where I forget how large the collateral damage is, but it got pretty high. I even killed a POV, a point of view character. And that was interesting. That book has not been published. I need to put it through a rewrite. It was not so much the character's deaths, but there was other elements that needs a lot of spit and shine and polish that I need to get around to doing that. But that book is largely my exception, because after writing that book, it wasn't until not last year, but the year before that I finally got back and killed another character. This time it was because the plot really called for it. I had not intended to kill this character on screen. I had meant for it to be part of the backstory. And without this character being dead, the rest of the plot wouldn't work. So I hadn't intended to show it on screen. I meant for it to be backstory, but I moved the beginning of my story back. So now I had to deal with at least one of the characters, because there were multiple people who had to get out of the way. I decided to show one of them. But so that is pretty much my past when it comes to killing characters. So when should you kill a character and why? So really, those are the go hand in hand. So I've heard writing advice that say, if your plots are getting bored, kill someone. I really do not agree with that. Life is sacred. And if you go around killing a character every 5 seconds, number one, you are cheapening life. I mean, entrance into eternity. You're either condemning a character to hell, or you're welcoming them to heaven, but putting into the good that they can do here on earth. So approach it very solemnly. The only reason I killed those three, the character in my most recent book, is because, again, I needed them out of the way for the rest of the plot. I did not approach it impudously. I knew that it had to happen, or the rest of the book would not work. But approach it with great caution, fear, and trembling, because this is eternity we're talking about, condemning a character to eternity. So why should you? Number one, again, for plot reasons. Plot reasons, if your character has to die for a plot element to work, such as, say, a character, say, if you're writing a Cinderella retelling, and you're starting with the child's, the Cinderella's backstory, yes, you would probably include the mother's death. You might even include the father's death if you're one of those retellings. Some kill the father, some of them don't. If again, if you need a character, if you're like writing a book where a character is ascending to the throne, you might kill the father. If a character plot reasons, a character needs to be out of the way, yeah, you can show that. Another reason you can do it is to make a point. For instance, if you're writing a war novel, a book about war and stuff, you're showing the horrors of war, yes, you need to kill someone. For to go through a book with about war and nobody die, I will laugh at you, because war is deadly and dangerous and people die. Even if it's just Boromir, someone's going to die. Another thing you can kill a character, as a way of making a point to the fellow characters. Again, plot reasons, a book I really like and respect, without a character's death, I'm not naming names because it's a spoiler, if without a certain character's death, there were two other characters who would not have come to the Lord unless they realized that this was how important this was to the other character, because he was killed for his faith. How important it was to him, they would never have come to faith. One reason you should not do it is to be a tearjerker. And I know a lot of authors do it, but if you're doing it just to mess with your readers' heads, no, that is not appropriate, it is not good. You need to have respect for your readers. I mean, they're the ones who are going to be paying your bills. So you need to respect them. And that, I mean, the amount of people who go, all my favorite characters are dead. Reading a book. These new characters. I like you. You're going to die, aren't you? Yeah, there are way too many of those. And yes, you do need to kill characters. And yes, you need to do it in a way so it's impactful. But to just do it just to get a rise out of your readers, that is cheating. There are better ways to make your readers feel than to just out of the blue stab a character in the back. All right. This is not your go-to feels thing, because, again, this is eternity we're dealing with. And if you kill the wrong character and you want him back, then you're going to have the cliche, oh, I wasn't dead after all, you're going to have to deal with. And people are going, your readers are going to get even madder at you. I may or may not have done this, but I knew it was, I don't know. So, again, respect your readers, approach death with fear and trembling, because this is eternity we're talking about. So how do you handle? I'm gonna play my dad's thing. Looks like this episode will probably, because this is a good breaking spot.
Hi, this is Tim Roden, host of Sunday Night right here on Eagle's Nest Broadcasting. We take a look at world events in light of Bible prophecy, and we do Bible study, so you know what God thinks about our times. So tune in right here every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Time on Eagle's Nest Broadcasting.
All right. And then we have the how do you write a death scene? That it isn't cheesy. It isn't melodramatic. It isn't, you know, a bad scene. Well, that is a bit of an issue because you need to put enough feeling, emotion into it. I mean, someone is dying. Someone is getting put out of the picture. People are connected to it. They're not going to have that person anymore. You're going to need to make sure the emotions are there. But how do you show these emotions without going over the top? To be frank, it's going to be something you're going to have to write 3 or 4 drafts on. And I may or may not have gone and wrote a snippet for a character's death on last Friday night just to, you know, deal with some emotions I had after my Meemaw's death. And then I might have made one of my readers go and read it just so I could share the emotions. Might. But, so first of all, what should you do is, I wouldn't recommend writing the death scene from the character's head unless you have to. I mean, unless you've been in the point where you are almost dying, nobody really knows what it looks like. And there is that. I would get someone close to it for their point of view. Second of all, don't drag it out, but don't make it too short either. So you don't need to have a death sequence take 5 hours. Studio C. If you've not heard of Studio C, it's a YouTube channel, and they post really funny skits. And they did this skit once where about the most awkward death scene, where they just drug it out. I think it was the scene took like 7 hours for the character to die. You don't see the whole 7 hours. Just time skip 3 hours later, 3 hours, 30 minutes later, 5 minutes later. Time skips like that. The girl even orders pizza one time. They play bingo. It is ridiculous, and that is the point. So you do not want to drag the scene out. But at the same time, you don't want it over too quickly unless you have. I mean, get it over too quickly. One of the big complaints with Phoenix, a character's death in The Hunger Games, is just like it's snap and he's gone. Characters, readers usually like a little bit of a goodbye to a character. If you're going to kill it, give them a proper goodbye. Unless, you know, for plot reasons, you know, stab them in the heart. They probably aren't going to be around to do a 3-minute, a 5-hour, I love you, da 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 da. They are probably going to be dead. I think my mother just laughed at me. So don't drag it out, but don't make it too short. Give the character the respect they need. Again, so second of all, do focus on the emotion of the scene, because someone is dying. The emotions are going to be there. But I would not drag them out again. So have your character, you know, if it's in character for them, have them crying, have them choking back tears. Have, you know, show their emotion and make it a very clear that it is there. and I lost my train of thought again. Another thing I would recommend is reading over several very well written and some not very well written death scenes. Go and watch some. I'm not going to sit here and recommend any because, you know, spoilers. But I would go and study well written death scenes. I'd go even go study historical deaths of people who have died, what people have to say about them. So, you know, go study deaths to see how, you know, other people have written, how other people have died. And that. All right, I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here and only make this a 20-minute episode. I don't have very much to say. So basically, have respect for your readers. Have respect for your characters. Have respect for death. And focus on the emotion. Don't make it melodramatic and all that. Happy writing. And here's to more happy writing for the rest of your life. Go conquer your rough drafts.